dozens of people are searching for a missing hiker in the gorge.
21-year-old Riley Zickel set out on an overnight hike by himself.
Colorado County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing hiker on the Olympic Peninsula.
Don and Trevor Higgins, the father and son, were last seen Friday. They disappeared while hunting near Bear Camp Road above Agnes.
21-year-old Riley Zickel, the senior at Lewis and Clark College, disappeared.
An emotional plea from friends of a woman who is missing right now in the Skamania County wilderness. She's 19 years old, Maureen Kelly.
Searchers are looking for a 76-year-old farmer who did not come back from mushroom hunting near Grangeville.
Hello and welcome to the Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project. I'm your host, Tanner Hoskins, co-founder and lead investigator here at Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search, as well as the creator of the Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project. Before diving into this week's episode, we'd like to give you a heads up on our team's upcoming activities. On April 19th, we will be embarking on a mission to Table Rock Wilderness in the Clackamas County, Oregon area. Our goal is to aid the family of Carol Dawn Parkins in scouring the area for any trace of their missing loved one. This search operation coincides with the approaching one-year mark since Dawn's disappearance. Also, a friendly reminder that our team operates solely on self-funding, meaning our assistance comes at absolutely no cost to the families of the missing. If you would like to donate to our mission, you can do so at buymeacoffee.com/PNWBigfoot. A link to how you can donate to our team and to our mission will be found in the description at the bottom of this podcast. Any and all donations that are sent to our team are used for gas in order to get to the destination to conduct boots-on-the-ground operations in a search zone. Dawn's disappearance is just one of four cases that we are looking into this year. Here's a summary of the cases that we're focusing on, as mentioned in our Facebook post from March 7th of 2024. The first case that we are spending the most time looking at would be Jeremy Childress. Jeremy went missing on October 17th, 2004 in the Tillamook State Forest between Tucker Creek and Boundary Road. The second case, Carol Dawn Parkins, disappeared on April 22nd of 2023 near Table Rock Wilderness in the Clackamas County, Oregon area. The third case that we are investigating is that of Sean Higgins. He went missing on October 14th, 2016 in the Shasta Costa Drainage, northeast of Agnes, Oregon in Curry County. And the fourth is Glenn Austin Oldfield II. Austin vanished on October 1st, 2015, just south of Lone Butte inside the Gifford Pinchot National Forest of beautiful Washington State. All of these cases are still considered active by law enforcement, but no formal searches are planned. Due to this, law enforcement agencies have been hesitant to share information with our team. Instead, we rely on public information requests, archive searches, and the assistance from the missing person's family and friends. If you are a member of search and rescue or law enforcement who assisted in any of these search efforts and are willing to provide additional information to our team, please reach out to us at pnwbigfootsearch@gmail.com or by calling and texting 206-395-4323. Now, with all of that being said, let's delve into this week's Missing Persons episode. September 28th of 2013, Christopher Chris Zitzewitz, a 31-year-old white male from Beaverton, Oregon, went cave diving with a friend who I will remain nameless to protect their identity, at the Big Lava Beds, an area known for its extensive caves and lava tubes in southwest Washington state. This area is located just south of Goose Lake in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest and spans over 18,000 acres of confusing and extremely treacherous terrain. The big lava beds are notoriously perilous. Reports from experienced cavers suggest that compasses and GPS units malfunction in this area, with compass needles spinning in circles at times. Chris, who stood at about 6 foot tall and weighed about 230 pounds, was sporting a black racing-style helmet, a black raincoat, khaki pants, tan and black hiking boots, a black backpack, and an orange parachute cord bracelet. This was a routine outfit for his caving adventures, according to his friends and family. While Chris and his partner were exploring, an unexpected and intense storm hit the region, bringing record amounts of snow and rain to the area. Chris and his friend became separated, and Chris's friend managed to make it out and called search and rescue for help. Over 100 searchers and a helicopter equipped with FLIR descended on the area, but the storm made the rescue operation just too dangerous to continue effectively. The search efforts persisted until October 6th, but were eventually called off due to hazardous conditions. It is believed that Chris might have fallen into a crevice, sustained some kind of injury, and eventually succumbed to the elements. Despite the extensive search efforts, no trace of Chris was ever found. The region where Chris disappeared is steeped in mystery, with tales of strange lights, UFO sightings, and even legends of Bigfoot and other mythological creatures from ancient indigenous lore. The exact circumstances surrounding Chris's disappearance, unfortunately, do remain a mystery, one that our team hopes will one day be solved by the courageous explorers venturing into the caves and tunnels in the area. We ourselves are not equipped or trained for the technical levels of cave exploration that would be required to adequately search for Chris. Therefore, it is with a heavy heart that we say that we are not going to be exploring this region in an effort to locate Chris, and why we are leaving it up to the other brave men and women that spelunk to do so for us. In the meantime, we continue to keep Chris Zitzewitz and his friends and family in our thoughts and prayers. As always, if you find yourself in the area of the big lava beds, please keep Chris in the forefront of your mind. You never know when you may discover something that could bring answers and closure to a grieving family. Thank you.